We begin the current and final daf, Masech to say the daf Memtes. We begin three lines down to the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with Agadic teachings. Amrav Ilo Bar Yev Rachyo says, Il Moli Tfilase Shal David, if not for the prayers of David HaMelech, Hayukol Yisrael Meichri Revav. All the Jewish people would be selling things like what's called schmaltz, things that are disgusting and fatty and oily, and these are things that get stuck on people's clothing and they're repulsive. And the people that work in these types of things are people that are the poorer types of people. So if not for David HaMelech's prayer, that's what we would be involved with. We would be poor. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, which previously the Pasuk says, Ki lo ilo netzach yishkach evyon, that not forever will the pauper be forgotten. Tikvas aniyim tavid la'ad, that the hope of the poor will be forgotten. Rather, as David HaMelech prayed for, and he was successful, Shisa Hashem, Hashem should give Moira Lehem, mastery for them. In other words, the Jewish people should have mastery, that those poor people, which are what the Jewish people would have been, should be wealthy, that the non-Jews should treat them respectfully, so that the non-Jews know that they're just mortal men, and that they're not gods, and not that all the honor and greatness are theirs, and that the Jewish people who are going to be in exile amongst them should have some respect from them. So it's David HaMelech's prayers that helped us not being these lowly peddlers, but rather people of means. Another teaching related from Ba'amar Rab Ilo Bar Yivrachi, he says, Il Moli Tfilose Shel Chavakuk, if not for the prayer of the Navi Chavakuk, Hayu Beis Talmid Chacham and Meskasa Metalas Echas, you would have two Talmudic scholars having to cover themselves with one shawl because of poverty, and that's how they would have to learn Torah. But again, because of his tefillah of Chavakuk, again, we managed to have more means that each one could have their own talis. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Chavakuk, he says, Hashem, shemati shemacha, I heard about your hearings, meaning about your greatness. Your reisi, I was afraid, I was awed. Hashem, pa'olcha Hashem, but your actions, bekerev shon chayehu, in the midst of the years, meaning what we're living in right now, let that come alive. I heard about your greatness, but let me see it right now. Now, that the interpretation is, Al-Tikra Bekerev Shanim. Don't read it amongst the years. Ela Bekeruv Shnayim. Rather, amongst the two. In other words, what he was saying, Hashem Pa'olcha, mean this action of yours, which is a reference, what's Hashem's Pa'ula? It's the words of Torah. That is what's called Bekeriv Shnayim. That's amongst two. In other words, that two people have to come together to cover themselves with one garment, with one talis. That's what he was davening, Chayehu. Heal that, open up wide, give them chiyus, give them life. In other words, let it be that they don't have to cover themselves with one talis, but let each one have their own talis. And Chavakuk's prayer was successful. Another teaching from Amar Reb Ila Bar Yirachi, he says, again, those about two Talmudic scholars. Shnei Talmid Chachamim HaMahalchim Baderech. We have two Talmudic scholars that are going on the road. Ve'im B'neim Dibri Torah, and there is not the words of Torah amongst them as they're walking. Ru'uyin Lisarf Be'esh, they're fit to be burnt by fire. Shnei Malek, it says a Pasuk, Im Malachim Be'ez. The Pasuk there is in Perig Be'ez, Pasuk Gidalf, that says, Vayhi Hei Mahalchim, and behold, they were going. This is a reference to Elisha and his Rebbe Eliyahu. Haylech V'daber, they were going and they were speaking in words of Torah. Now, Vihine Rechav Eish, and behold, there was a chariot of fire, etc., which, as the Pasuk concludes, Vesusei horses of fire, Vayefridu Ben Shneim, and it's separated between the two of them. And as the Pasuk concludes, Vayal Leo Basar Shemaim, that's Leo Novi went up into the fiery heaven as he ascended. Now, on that, the drush is Taima Dekadibra. It's only because they were talking words of Torah amongst themselves. Halekadibra, had they not been talking words of Torah, Ru'uyin Lisarif. That was on that condition that the fiery chariots came, that if they weren't learning in Torah, they would have been burnt by that fire. Another teaching from Amir Berlo Abayi Vrachi says, again, Shnei Talmid Chacham, regarding two Talmudic scholars, Hadarin Be'ir Achas, that they dwell in the same city. They're not pleasing one to the other in Jewish law, in halacha. So what ends up happening is as follows. Echad Meis, one of them dies through the other one inadvertently killing him. And hence, Ve'echad Goyel, and therefore the other one who killed him, B'shagig, he goes and he has to go into exile to the Ari Miklat, to the city of refuge. Now Rashi explains that even if we don't have that one of them is going to die, but there's an element of death that applies to that one. and there's going to be an element of exile to the other one, meaning to say one's going to die early and one's going to have to leave where he lives. So, but that's going to happen on some level. Like it says in Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Lanus Shamritzach, that you have to make an ir miklat for where the murderer could flee to, Asher Yirtzach Esri Ehu Bivli Das, which is that if he murders his friend inadvertently without thought, meaning it wasn't premeditated, it just was by mistake. Now, but on that the drasha is, Ve'in Das Eloter, when it says that he killed him without Das, that's a reference. Das is always a reference to the words of Torah. In other words, because they didn't have Das, mean to say because they should have learned one from the other and taught one to the other, but Bevli Das, that this one with this other person didn't share this insights, which is the words of Torah. So that's why he, so to speak, killed him and that he has to go into exile. Now, Shlomo, like it says, the Pasuk in Hosea, how do we know that Das reference to Torah? Because it says, Nidmu Ami, my people are mute, mibli hadas, without the understanding. And the end of that pasuk says, "V'tishkach Torah Selakech," you're going to forget the Torah of your God. So you see that lacking das is meaning reference to lacking Torah. And again, that's what we see that here, that the one who killed the other one, and therefore he has to go into exile, came about because mibli das, because they didn't share, they weren't nechen zelazeh b'halacha. Continuing on this theme about the what we mentioned before about the poverty of Talmid Chachamim. So Amr Yehuda Bered Reb Chiya, he says, Kal Talmud Chacham Oesik B'Torah Mitrech Atchak, any Talmud scholar that toils in Torah through challenging, confining situations, Tfilos in Nishmas, that's a type of Tfilah that gets heard. Shema, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, says, Ki Am B'Tzion Yesha B'Yerushalayim, because there's the people in Tzion who dwells in Yerushalayim, which is a reference to those who sit and learn Torah, B'Choy Loisivke, crying, you'll not have to cry, because Chanan Yachnecha L'Kol Zakecha, finding favor will it be to the voice of your screams, Kisham Asay Anach, when he hears your affliction. Now, regarding who is the pasuk talking about, so Uksiv Basrei, it says after that, V'Nasan, and the Gir says, Lochem Hashem, that Hashem will give for you Lechem Tzar, a meager bread, Umayim Lachatz, and challenging circumstances for water. So in other words, it's talking about someone that has that food is hard to come by in his family, doesn't have a lot of money, and still, like the pasuk mentioned, he sits in the toils in Torah. That's who the pasuk says, you don't have to cry, you don't have to worry, Hashem's going to hear your tefillah. Someone that's learning Torah, mitech atchak, his tefillah is nishmas. Now, moreover, he says, not only that, but they satisfy him, they satiate him from the divine presence, from that splendor. Like it says over there in that pasuk, it says, that your eyes will behold your teacher, a reference to the divine presence. That's how great it is to learn Torah when it's challenging situations. Rebbe Bar Chanina, he says even more. He says, "Af in ha'par gedninu b'fanav." Even this type of wall that separates between a person and Hashem, even that wall doesn't get locked in front of such a person. Shalom, like says there in the pasuk, says v'leikonef oid miriacha, that your master, your teacher, reference to the Shechina, will not cover itself with the word knaf. It's from the corner of the garment, which is how he would block out other people. Even that's not going to get in the way. The parga, nothing blocks such a person who learns Torah mitech atchak. Now, continuing on our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimim Mishum Reb Yeshua, says, and as our Mishnah is talking about all the different things that once they stop, the world changed for the worse. Moreover, he says, Miyem Shachar Beis HaMikdash, that from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Ein V'chulu, that there was no day that didn't have a curse. Now, Amar Rava, he actually explains even more. He says, B'chol Yom Yom Meruba Kolol HaSim Mishal Chavei. He says, actually, not only that every day had a curse since the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, but actually each day's curses were worse than the day before. Shnim, like it says, the Pasuk in Devarim. The Pasuk there says, in regards to the Techa, what's going to happen when the Jewish people are not going to live up to the standards which they're meant to. So it says, "Babaker taimim yitin erev," that in the morning you're going to say, "Oh, if only that there would be evening." And uba erev taimim yitin baker, and in the evening you say, "Oh, if only it was morning." Now the question is, "Hi baker, what morning is it talking about that at night time you're going to say, "Oh, if only it was morning"? Ilem abaker delamacher, if you think it means to say that he wants it to be the next morning, that, oh, if only it could be day. Mi yada may have it. Does the person know what's going to be in the next morning? Who says it's going to be better than the night that he's suffering in? Ella, obviously, it's talking about the chalef.
when the person is saying mitin v'haya yaim, that oh, if only it would be the day that was already, that it's because actually every day keeps on getting worse. So it's like, oh, if only what I thought was bad in the morning, now at night it's even worse. If only it was morning. The next morning, who knows? It might be worse. Why would you want the next morning? So that's how Rava proves that you see that every day actually is getting worse by the day from the times of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, so then the Gemara asks, Vela Alma Maiko Makayim. So then how does the world survive? In other words, if it's such a cursed existence and it keeps on getting worse, so how does the world maintain itself? So that the Gemara answers on two things. A Kedusha de Sidra, which is the order of the Kedusha, which is the reason why it's called Kedusha, is we say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. We say it a few different times. But this is specifically in reference to what we say in Uvolat Tzion, which is after Ashrei, which is after the Shemayin Esrei by the Tfilah Shachris, which the reason why that was instituted was because the Chazal wanted that the Jewish people should be toiling in Torah every single day, at least a little bit, and that they should say the Pasuk and its Targum, its Aramaic interpretation. So that's like the element that they're toiling in Torah. Now, since this is something that applies to the entire Jewish people, that all davening shacharis, both by Talmid Chacham and by Amaratzim, and moreover, there's two elements over here. Not only is there learning of Torah when they're saying these pesukim, but moreover, it's Kiddush Hashem, because they're saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. It's a sanctification of Hashem's name. So that is very dear to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's one thing that sustains the world. And Vayehesh Meiraba Dagadato. That is, when after there's a drasha that the Rav gives in the shul, which was in Talmudic times every single Shabbos, that was the minig, and after that drasha, that shir, so then, since everyone would gather, the whole people would come to hear the drasha from the Rav, because Shabbos is a day that no one's working, so then after that drasha, then they would say Kaddish, and they would say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, so there also you have those two elements, you have the learning of Torah, and in sequence with the Kiddush Hashem of Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So it's those two things, those two elements, both of the Kiddush of the Sidra and Yehei Shmei Rabbah, they have those two things that sustains the world. Shanem, like it says the Pasuk in Eiv, it says, Eretz Eifasa, a dark land, K'moy Eifel Tzalmavis, like the darkness of the Valley of Death, V'loy Sedarim, and there's no order. So that, the interpretation is, Hayesh Sedarim, but if there was the order, meaning the order of the Parshas of the Torah, then Tefim Eifel, then you could come out of the darkness. Again, that's these things that we mentioned, that this sustains the world, even though it keeps on getting darker and darker, but these are the beacons of light, our Kedusha de Sidra, and Yehesh Mirabah, after that, gathered to after the Rav's Drasha. Now, moreover, the Mishnah said, V'lo Yara Tal Lavracha, now also since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the dew doesn't come down as a blessing, V'nin Tal Tam Peiris, and the taste of fruits have been taken away. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar, V'chula, as he mentioned the Mishnah, which we're going to quote here in the Braisa, he said that once there was the lacking of tahara, of purity in the Jewish people, it also took away the taste and of the smell. So Tanya, look in the Braisa that elaborates on this. Shimon Elazar Oimer, he says, tahara, when it ceased to be in the Jewish people, purity, so batla tam, so the taste of fruits ceased to be, and v'reach, and their aroma. And the reason being is because when the Jewish people were pure, and that's how they accustomed themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he purified the fruits from any bad aromas or any bad taste. Now the Jewish people are not pure, so the fruits are also not pure, and if we don't get that full taste and aroma, meiser, because of the sin of that people don't give appropriate tithes. So bitl shuman dogan, so that also stopped the fattiness and the cream of the grain. And the reason being, as Rashi says, because actually the name that's given to meiser of tithes is called chelov. As the pasuk said by Midbar Yotches, kol chelov yitzer begaimer should be taken off tithes. So therefore, midi keneged midi, because they stopped giving the tithes, which are the fats, are the cream. So therefore, we stop getting the cream, the fattiness of the grain. Now, a related story to this concept about it's the tahara of a person that engages and is able to tap into the tahara, the purity and the true aroma and taste of produce. The Gemara brings the following incident. The Rav Huna Ashkach Tamarsa Dechininusa. He found this fatty type of date, which has a very good aroma, and this is its own type of date called of Chininusa. Now, Shakla, so he took this date, Karcha Besuja, so he wrapped it up in his kerchief. Now, Asa Rabba Babere. So now his son Rabba came to him, and Amalei, he said to his father, he says, "Ooh, marchina reicha de chaninusa. Ooh, I smell this chaninusa, this delicious aromatic date." So Amalei, so the father said to him, "Bnei, my son, ooh, tari yeshbach, means there's purity in you. Oh, the reason why you're smelling it is because you didn't lose this sensitivity of aroma. Must be that you have this tari, you have this purity, because that's the only way you could tap into that." So Yavanale, he was very proud of his son. He gave him the date. Now Adahachi asa Abba Berei. Now in the meantime, that Abba, the son of Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, now he came, and Rav Huna's grandson now came. Shakl Yavanale. Now Abba, now Rabba came and gave it to his son Abba. So Amaleis, Rav Huna said to his own son, to Abba, Bni Samachdes Levi, my son, you made me very proud, very happy, because I saw about the purity that you have. But Vikisashini, but you blunt my teeth, because here I go, I show you how much I love you, and I give you the date that I really wanted, it was delicious. And now you show me that you love your son more than me, because here the date that I gave you, you go ahead, now you give it to your son. So the Gemara says, Haindam Inchi, this is what people say, that Rachmi, the love, de Abba is Abnei. The love of a father is on his son. But Rachma de Bnei, Abnei de Havalei. But the love of the son is on his own son. It doesn't go back to the father. The father loves his son, but the son then loves his own son. Similarly, the Gemara says that Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Itful Bei b'Rav Yaakov bar Barte, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was involved. He was involved in bringing up his grandson, Rav Yaakov, who was the son of his daughter. Now, Ki Gidel, when this Rabbi Yaakov became older, Amalei, so his grandfather said to him, Ashkemaya, please pour me some water. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yaakov said to him, Lav brechana, I'm not your son. I don't have to, you know, if a son has to do things for his father, I'm your grandson. That's what people say, revei, revei. Meaning, as if the grandson is saying, bring me up, Zaydi, bring me up. And still, I'm not your son. Barbar techana. I'm the son of your daughter, and therefore it's not incumbent upon me to honor you like a son would. And again, we see that the trajectory is downward. It's from the fathers to the child's, but from the children, it doesn't necessarily go back up. Continuing on the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, regarding what we've said in the previous Mishnah, regarding the Churban Beis HaMikdash, regarding things that were stopped after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Bepulmius Shalas Pasyonis. In when there was the siege, when the armies came of Aspasiones on Yerushalayim during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, so because of the predicament that they were in, so Gazru al Atras Chasanim. Certain times the situations require certain decrees because of the circumstances. So they made a decree regarding the crowns of grooms and Va'ala Erus, which the Gemara is going to explain what these are, and Bepulmus Shel Titus. Regarding when there was the armies of Titus came, which that was when Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, which these were two brothers from the Hashmonaim dynasty, when they were fighting amongst each other, which actually Rashi says that between Aspasianus and this, when Titus came, when these two brothers were fighting, were a gap of 52 years, which he says is brought like that in the Brisa Seder Elam. So then Gazra al-Ataris Kala. So this is, again, 52 years later of the previous one. Now they made a further decree regarding the crowns of the brides, which we will explain what that is. And moreover, Shlo Yilamet Odemes B'no Yivonis, that a person should not teach his son the Greek language. Now, B'pomis Ha'achrin, by the last siege, which was the ultimately destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was also brought on by Titus, Gazru, they made another decree, Shlei Teitzi Hakala Ba'Pirion B'Techa Ir, that the bride should not go out with this Apirion, this type of a bridal chariot that she goes out with in the city. However, Rabbi Seinu Hitiru Shlei Teitzi Hakala Ba'Pirion B'Techa Ir. But subsequently, the rabbis permitted the Kala to go out with this Apirion in the city, which again, this was that they would transport the girl from her father's household to her new husband's household. And this Apirion was covered with these types of cloths and silks and these golden types of talisim, which covered and surrounded her, that they had made gzeira on, but subsequently they permitted it. Continuing on this theme of the previous mission regarding when certain things stop, that's when other things stop. So, Mishamestra Mei, when your mayor passed away, Butlu Meishli Mishalom. So then those who would give the parables, the metaphors, then those things stop. Because he was able to give an understanding through the perfect metaphor. And that's able to get a deep insight when you're able to give a perfect simile. Which, as the Gemara brings in Masechta Sanhedrin, he would give these mashalim with foxen. Which, as the Gemara there says, that when he would give a drasha, so a third of it would be what the discussion of halacha that he was teaching. A third of it would be agadata, homiletic teachings. And a third of it would be these mashalim, these parables, many times with foxen. Mishmeis Benazir, when Benazir passed away, batlu hashagdonim. So the diligent ones of Torah learning, that stopped, because he was the most diligent day and night, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, where famously is that he couldn't say, I can't get married, because what can I do, even though it's a mitzvah, but nafshe chashka b'Torah, my soul desires Torah, and all I could do is learn. I don't have time to be involved in the marriage. Mishmeis ben Zem, when Ben Zem passed away, batlu hadarshanim. Then those who are those who are able to darshan the words of Torah, to give expositions, that ceased to be, because he was very proficient in the understanding of the psukim, as is well very famously said in the Haggadah, which we say Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Lizachisi shetoymi tzisim tzar melelos." I didn't merit to implement this halacha that I had held, that we should say a concept of leaving Egypt by nighttime, Achadarsha ben Zayman, until Ben Zayman expounded, because he knew how to darshan psukim. Mishmeis Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva passed away, batlu kavod haTorah, then the honor of Torah ceased to be, because he would give a lot of thought and be able to expound regarding every crown. That is the way a letter is written in the Sefer Torah, is not only the letter, but there's crowns on top, these what's called tagin, every single kites, every line coming out of every letter, he was able to expound them for sure regarding extra words and letters. For example, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when he says bas ubas ani darish, meaning it says the word bas, but it also says ubas, that vav he would expound. And that's like Rashi says, kavod haTorah, because it shows that nothing's there for nothing. Meaning there's something significant in every aspect. That's the greatest honor you can give, to say that you're significant. And that's the thing, he would give the significance of the Torah. When he passed away, then that ceased to be. Mishmeis Reb Chanina ben Dosa, Reb Chanina ben Dosa passed away, batlu anshei maisa. Then the peoples of deeds ceased to be, where he was confident in his chashivus. In other words, he would do wondrous deeds, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, where a woman's beams didn't reach her roof. He says, namti kusharech, and the beams just lengthened. He said that his daughter was crying, that they by mistake lit vinegar instead of oil. He says, no worry, that say do it and the vinegar will burn just like oil, and it did. And another time when they accused him of something, he says, no, let them bring the wolves on their horns. It brought animals back from where they were coming. Again, he was a man of deeds. He was confident in Hashem runs the world, and Hester and Nigla, it's all the same. When he passed away, that ceased to be. Mishmeis Reb Yosi Katointa, when Reb Yosi, the small one, passed away, Pasku Chasidim, the pious one, stopped. Now, V'lama Nikrishma Katnusa, why is it called Katnusa? Shahi Katnusa Shal Chasidim, because he was the smallest of the pious ones, meaning the pious people were diminishing and going, and he was the last and the smallest of all of them. Mishmeis Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away, but was Ziv HaChachma, so the radiance of wisdom stopped, which Rashi says he doesn't know what that is. Mishmeis Reb Gilul HaZakkai, when Reb Gilul the elder passed away, Batl Kavod haTorah, so then the honor of Torah ceased to be, which as the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, that until he passed away, there was a certain strength and health in the world. And people would learn Torah only standing. When Ramil passed away, then there was a certain weakness that came to the world. And now people have to learn Torah sitting down, which is not the same Kavod haTorah as it used to be. And Umesa Taharo Frishas. And also that there ceased to be purity and asceticism. Mishmeis Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, when he passed away, but Ziv HaKahuna, then the radiance of Kahuna ceased to be, because he was a wise and wealthy Kayan, and many Kayan would eat on this table. So when he passed away, so the radiance of Kahuna ceased to be. Mishmeis Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, Batla Anava V'Yiras Chet, so then there ceased to be humility and fear of sin. Now, the Gemara says, Tarabon Lenna Braisa. Pinchas Ben Yar, he says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, again continuing on this theme about when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so boishu chaveim uvenecharen. So then, tamid chachamim and freemen, meaning people with yichus that have respected lineage, they were embarrassed. V'chafu roishim, and there was scorn on them. which is because the people that were azef on them, the people that have audacity and are mamzerim, they became the stronger ones because they're wealthy and the tamid chacham are poor, and therefore they're scorned on the righteous and the tamid chacham. And in the daldulan shemaisa, then the men of deeds that they started being downgraded because no one paid attention to these people. And v'gabru bali zroya, and the people of men of might and the force, and ubali lashon, the people of the tongue, they became mightier. And v'ein dorish, there's no one that seeks the Jewish people, v'ein mevakesh, and they're not looking to find mercy for them. V'ein shel, no one's asking about them. So therefore, says Rabbi Chazar ben Yoah, ami lanu lihishayin, so who can we rely on? Alevin the Shabbat Shemayim, only on our Father in heaven. Similarly, Rabbi Lezah Gadolim, he says, Miyim Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Sharuch HaKimaya, so it started to be that the scholars started Lemehavik HaSafraya, again, downgraded. They started being like those who teach little kids, which is a smaller level than Chachamim. And V'Safraya KeChazanya, and the Malamdei Tanekis, they were downgraded, they were like the Gabbai in Shul. And the Chazan, and the Chazan, those who takes care of the things in the shul, he started becoming like Damaratzim, like people that are the ignoramuses. And the Amadara, and the people of the land, as we continue on Talmud Beis, Azla Badaltala, they went and even got downgraded and more looked down upon than even the lower level. And the Ainshail Vemavakash, no one asked, no one's looking. Amiyash Lehishain, so who could we rely on? Alevina Shabashmaim, on our Father in heaven, because as time goes on, things are only getting worse. As the Gemara continues, Be'ikvis Mashiach, when it's in the period at the end of the exile, before Mashiach comes, which is called Ikvis, also related to the word Ekev, which is the heel, totally at the end of the body. So then there's going to be many of these types of things again, where we're talking about how the world is just turning into a place where everything is on the bottom, where Chutz Bayaski, that people that are brazen and audacious and those are the ones that are going to be increasing. The Yoker Yamer and the cost are going to be skyrocketing. Hagefen Titan Peria, the grapevines will give their produce, but Vayayim B'Yoker, wine will be expensive, and the reason being is everybody's busy drinking. Umalchus Tehafich Leminas, and the government is going to turn to heresy, that they don't believe in God. Chas V'Shalom Be'in Techachas, and there's no one that's going to be giving rebuke because no one could give rebuke because everyone is sinning. And when anyone wants to rebuke the other one, they say, what are you, just like me? How could you give me rebuke? The same lowlife. And Beis Vad, the gathering places of the wise men, Yilaznus, will be places of immorality. And that's because there's not going to be any more Chacham anymore. And no one's learning Torah. So the Batei Midrashes are going to be empty with no one in there. And so therefore the immoral people are going to hang out over there because at least in Talmudic times, the Batei Midrashes were outside the city areas. And that's a great place to hang out when no one's around. So they're going to turn into places of immorality. And v'ha-galil yicharev, and the Galil is going to be destroyed. V'ha-gavlin yishim, and this place in Eretz Yisrael called Gavlin is going to be desolate. V'ancha gvul yisayvu meir le'ir, the people from the boundaries, from the borders, will be circling from city to city. V'lo yichunu nonu, no one's going to do favors for them. V'chach masay from tisarach, the wisdom of the sages will be soured. V'yiri chet yimasu, and fear of sin will be despised. V'emes tein ederes, and the truth will be lacking. Na'orim p'nei zekein yalbinu, young ones will be disgracing and embarrassing the faces of the elders. Zekeinim yamdu m'mnei ketanim, the elders will be standing up for the young ones. And as the pasuk says in Micha, ben menav al av, the son will be disgracing his father, and bas kama b'ima, and the daughter will stand up to her mother, and kala b'chamaisa, the daughter-in-law will stand up to her mother-in-law. Oyvei ish, the enemies of a man will be anshei beisa, will be the people of his own house. Pnei ha-derk b'nei ha-kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. And ha-ben in misbayish mi-aviv, and the son won't be embarrassed from his father. V'ama yesh lanu li-chan, so what can we rely on? Alevina shebashmaim, only on our Father in heaven. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the halacha that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Amar Rav, he says, Lo Yishan, we didn't learn this concept about Ataras Chasanim, the crowns of the grooms that they made a gzera on. Elosh, that was from the earlier gzeras of when Aspasianus was laying siege to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Elosh shel melech v'gafres, only if it's made out of salt and sulfur. In other words, they would take these bricks of salt, which was crystal clear, like out of quartz, then they would dye in inside with like sulfur, which is how they, like Rashi says, they would do with gold and silver types of vessels, and then they would carve out and make it into a type of a crown. That was what they made a gzera on. That's inappropriate because of the circumstances that we're in. We can't have these celebratory types of things. You have to downgrade because of the circumstances of the siege. But he said, but if it was made out of roses or myrtles, that was permitted. Those types of crowns, these wreaths, were not forbidden even then for that Taras Chasana. Whereas with Shmuel Amar, he says, no, Afshal Hadith Vishal Verit Asr. Even the Gzera included myrtles and of roses, but Shal Kanim Shal Chelis Mutter. But if it was made out of reeds or this type of rush that grows in the water, that was permitted. Whereas Valevi Amar, he says, Afshal Kanim Shal Chelis Asr. He says, no, even the ones made out of reeds and rush, even that was forbidden in the Taras Chasana. The grooms cannot wear these crowns. And Machin Tani Levi b'Masnita, so to Levi told in his own brises that he compiled that Afshal Kalim Shachelis Asa, that even that of reeds and of rush was Asa. Now another gzeir was Vala Eirus, that when Aspasianus laid siege, they made on the Taras Chasanim and the Eirus. So the Gemara is my Eirus. So Amar Balazi, this is Tavlo Dechad Puma. It's a bell that has one clapper, which they would bang on the type of instrument to make noise in the parties. That was something that they felt that they wanted to stop that. That again, you can't be so celebratory when there's a difficult situation going on in Klal Yisrael. Now, related to this gezeira, the Gemara says that Rabba Bar Rav Huna avidle lebrei tambura. Rabba Bar Rav Huna made for his own son a tambur, which sounds like something like a tambourine, which is, as Rashi describes it, that it has round wool around it, similar to the shape of a sieve, and then they would attach to its walls strings of metal, and they would then put over the opening of that wooden circle hide, which when it's moist, so you could pull it. Then when it dries, so then it's taut now and it's just there. He says then they would bang on it with a thin stick, which would make this clear type of a sound. And he says that those are professionals that know how to bang it, bang after bang, so that it sounds like a song, which sounds very much like a tambourine or a drum, something like that. Now, Asa Avua, now the father of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, came and Tavra, and he broke it. Amalei, he said to his son, Mechlev betavlo dechad puma. People are going to confuse this instrument that you made for your son with this bell of one clapper, which we said that was already gzeira on that, not to make that. And since they sound very similar, so it's not appropriate to have such an instrument because then people are going to confuse it with that, which is forbidden because of gzeira. So rather, he said to his son, Zil avad le'a puma dechatzba. Either make it for your son by making the same type of a drum, type of instrument, but on the mouth of an earthenware type of a jug, which is used to draw water, or on the mouth of a kfiza, which is a utensil that contains three lugan. Again, the idea is that it should be different, that it should not be confused with this one, this Eirus, which we said there's a gzera for, and therefore we don't want people to confuse them. Now the Mishnah then said, Bepumla shal Titus, then the next siege that was laid by Titus, then Gazra al Taras Kalis, then they increased their gezeras, that it was forbidden for the brides to wear their crowns. So the Gemara says, Maya Taras Kalis, what is this Taras Kalis? So Amr Rabba Bechana, Amr Biyechan, this is Irshal Zav, their crowns was what's called the city of gold. And Tanya Nam Hocha, similar in the Bride, says, Zuha Taras Kalis, what's the crown of the brides? It's Irshal Zav, it's this crown that was made out of gold, and it was engraved a city, so it was like a city of gold. So that was forbidden for the brides. Aval Isa Kippa, but it was permitted to make for her a type of a hat, Shilmelus, of white wool. That was still permitted. Tani, we learned the Braisa, Afal Chupas Chasanim Gazur. Another decree that they also had made was regarding the chuppah, the bridal canopy of the grooms. So the Gemara says, My Chupas Chasanim, what is this chuppah of the Chasanim? It's Zahiris Hamus Havis. And Tani, I'm not similar in the Braisa, Elohein Chupas Chasanim, what is this? The bridal canopy of the grooms. It's a Zahiris Hamus Havis, which is a type of a talis that was dyed red, and in it had trimmings of gold, which then it made it like a covering. That was what they had made for these chuppahs, which they said that's forbidden, it's too celebratory. Aval Isa Papyrus, but they were able to make a type of a covering out of these round pieces of wood, like we make a type of a chuppah, And then you could hang in there whatever you want to, which they would make these types of scarves and these other things made out of gold, which that's permitted to make a chuppah, but it couldn't be what they had originally made, which was, again, too celebratory. Moreover, the Mishnah had said that at that time they made a gezeirah b'shalei lamedes b'nei yavanes, that a person should not teach his son Greek, which, as we'll see in the Gemara, is actually a reference to the wisdom of Greek, which is a certain type of clever way of communicating, which only the aristocratic and the noble Greeks spoken, which the common people didn't. That was what they had made a gezeirah at that time of the first siege laid by Titus, that a person can't teach his son that Greek. Now, Tarn Bar Linda Brice that elaborates on this, because Kishatsaru Malchi Beis Hashmonoi Zelzeh, when the different factions of the Hashmonim dynasty were laying siege, were fighting one with the other, which there were these two brothers, which were fighting who's going to be the king, which was this Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. So how Hyrcanus Mibachutz? So the one brother, Hyrcanus, he was on the outside. He was laying siege to Yerushalayim, and he brought with him to help fight his brother, the Roman armies. Aristobulus, but the other brother, Aristobulus, he was the one that was holding fort in Yerushalayim. Every single day, from the walls of Yerushalayim, they would lower a box with coins inside, with dinarim from the Trumas HaLishka, for the purposes of the Karban Tamid, because they weren't able to get certain things because they were held in hostage in Yerushalayim, so but they wanted to get the animals to bring as a Karban Tamid. Umanlan to meet them. So obviously they're fighting over the Malucha, but they are both religious Jews. So they gave them the Karban Tamid, and they would lift them up and bring it into the Mizbeach to sacrifice it. Hayisham Zaken Echad, but there was one elder man that was inside the Yerushalayim. Shayimaker b'chachmas yivanis, that he knew this wisdom of Greek, this way of communicating. Now laws lahem, he communicated to them, to those on the outside, b'chachmas yivanis, in this Greek wisdom. And Amalan, he said to them, kozman shayiskim b'avayda, as long as your brother, this Aristobulus, is involved in doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash with the Karban Tamid that you guys are supporting and lifting up to them, they're not going to be given over in your hand. Your siege is futile. So lamachar shoshlam dinar b'kubas. So the next day, those on the inside thought it's like business as usual. So they lowered down with a box their coins. The hellem chazir, but those on the outside didn't put any more a sheep, an animal. They gave a chazir, swine. Now, kiven shagil achatzi chayma, once the animal, this pig, got to halfway up the wall, not tziparnav, it stuck its fingernails in the wall, nizdazeya eretz yisrael arba meis parasa, so the whole land of Israel shook for a distance of 400 parasa, and the reason for that is because of the king of the world, meaning because Hashem was upset about the chil Hashem here going on, that they're giving, which is so to speak supposed to go for the mizbeach, a chazir. So Isa Sha'amru was at that moment that they said, Aru Adam Shigdal Chazir, cursed is the one who brings up and has Chazirim because of this incident with the Chazir. And moreover, Aru Adam Shi'laman Libanoi Chachmas Yavanis, cursed is the one who teaches his son this wise language of the Greeks, because again, that was the trigger that caused this whole thing about the Chazir coming up. Now, Valoisa Shana Shanina was also regarding that year. Again, it was that year that, because the brother with the Roman armies were laying siege to the city, to Yerushalayim, so they destroyed all the plants and the plantations that were growing outside of the immediate area of Yerushalayim. So it was regarding that year that they said that Maisa Uva Oimer, that it happened that the Oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach came Migagas Srifim, from a faraway place of Gagas Srifim, because generally the rest of the year, the mitzvah Oimer is to bring from somewhere very close to Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says, that Carmel Takriv, you have to bring it Carmel, which that means to say that the seeds have to be moist, because the word Carmel is Kar Mole. The pot has to be full. But if it comes from a faraway place, it gets dried up and it gets squashed, and then the Kar of the Shibaylis, that pot is not full. It doesn't have the fullness of the seed inside. So usually it's from right there, but that year, which they couldn't get because all that was destroyed by the armies on the outside, they had to get from a faraway place. And B'shtei HaLechem, which is brought on Shavuos, had to be brought Mibikas Ein Secher, from the valley of Ein Secher. Now the Gemara asked regarding this Gezeira of the Yavanis, that you're not allowed to teach your son Greek. The Gemara asked, Ini, is that really so? But Va'amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Be'eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama. Rebbe wanted to know, why is it that in Eretz Yisrael, they speak this dialect, this language of Sursi, which is very close to Aramaic. Now, actually Rashi says that's the wording of what's used in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So Rebbe wanted to know, why do they speak this Lashon Sursi? Because his question was, Eli Lashon HaKodesh, either speak Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Yavanis, or speak Greek. The reason being is because they were very close to the Greek lands, and moreover, Greek is a more beautiful language. So that's what they should have used. Similar question was posed by Vamir of Yisuf. He says, "Bavel Lashna Rami Lama, why isn't in Bavel that they speak Aramaic, which is what our Gemara is, Eloi Lashna Kodesh or Lashna Parsi? Either speak Lashna Kodesh or speak Persian." Now, so that was what they were wondering about. But the point is, what the Gemara's question is, that you see that Rebbe had proposed that don't speak Sursi in Eretz Yisrael, speak either Lashna Kodesh or Greek. How could he say that if there was a gezeira that no one should teach their sons Greek? That the Gemara answers, Lashon Yavanis L'chut. There's a difference between just the Greek language, with the common language, and the Chachmas Yavanis L'chut. And of this, as we said, the language of the aristocrats, that was what the problem was. That was what the incident had happened with the Chazir. That's what they made a gezeira on, but not the regular Greek language. But the Gemara still asks, is it really true that the Greek language of this wise way of communicating is forbidden? But Va'am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, he says, Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean the Pasuk in Eicha? Which actually Rashi says not to have this Girsa of Ma'idach Siv. It's rather Reb Shimon who is saying this Pasuk on himself, that he should be crying bitter tears more than everyone else because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But either way, it's in reference to this Pasuk that says, Eini Oilala, that my eyes are, I mean, in other words, I should cry bitter tears. I should make myself repulsive regarding my situation, lanavshi, because from my soul, because of what happened to me, mikol b'nai siri, from all the daughters of my city. What is that a reference to? Again, either it's Ma'idach Siv or he's saying it regarding himself, because he says, elif yiladim ho yivaveis abba, there was 1,000 children in my father's household, chamesh meis lamdu tayra, 500 learned tayra, v'chamesh meis lamdu chachmas yivanis, and 500 of them learned the Greek wisdom, that aristocratic way of speaking Greek. So you see how much wisdom there was over there. And who was left from that? Only me over here, Uven Achi Abba Ba'asya, and my cousin, my father's brother's son, in Asya. So how sad that is about what happened, what we lost. But one thing the Gemara says, that we see that he said that 500, half of the family, was learning this Chachmas Yavanis. I thought that's forbidden. So that the Gemara answers, no, Shani Shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel. You're right. That the Gezer was that no one, it's cursed whoever teaches their sons this Chachmas Yavanis, but the household of Rabbi Gamliel is different. Because the Krevel Malchus, because they're very close to the government, which they had to know this type of language to be able to communicate with them. They're kind of like learning the Braisa. Misaper Kaimi, whoever cuts his hair in this form of Kaimi, which is that he cuts off the hair in the front, but he leaves this pile of hair in the back, almost like a ponytail. Harizi Medarche Amari. So that's like the ways of the Amarim, which is forbidden to do, because that's what they would do. They would leave this bloiris, this part of the hair for the purposes of their Avodah Zarah. But Avtolius ben Ruvain, he tirulis abakami, him, they permitted to do this type of a haircut. Shukar v'lamalchus, again, he's close to the government, he has to be able to be involved with them and engage, and therefore, it's that same idea, which, as we said, shal beisrach m'lil, he tirulim chachmas yavanis, they permitted to them to learn this upper type of Greek language. M'mneisha krev v'lamalchus, again, because they're close to the government. Again, because the house of Gamliel was from the Nesim, they were the leaders of the Jewish people. Now the Mishnah said, "Bepumas ha'achrin gazru," but by the final siege, which was Titus, finally destroyed the second base of Mikdash. So they decreed leitzi kalibah pirin v'chulo, so that the bride should not go out with this apirion from her father's household to her new husband's household. But the Mishnah said, ultimately the sages permitted it. So the Gemara says, "My time, why did they permit it? It's something that's not; it shouldn't be celebrated." As intense. So the Gemara says, Mishum Tzniusa, because of concerns of modesty, because she's covered with this apirion when she's going from her father's to her husband's house, it's more appropriate, even though it's very celebratory. Now the Mishnah said, Mishum Meis Rabbi Yechanan Batla Chachma. When Rabbi Yechanan passed away, so then wisdom ceased to be. Now, and Torah Bonner Linda Bryce that continues on this theme about when certain Talmudic scholars passed away, what ceased to be. Mishum Meis Rabbi Yezer, when Rabbi Yezer passed away, Nignas Sefer Torah. Which literally means to say the Sefer Torah, but what it means is that because he was what's called the Baal Halachas, meaning he had heard many different teachings, and they were very organized as if they were written in a book, in the Sefer, Whereas the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin that he says, I learned a lot from my teachers. He says, not only that, he says, I could teach 3,000 halachas just regarding planting melons and 300 regarding a type of a nega of baharis when it's very, very strong. So in other words, he had it so clear as if it was written in the Sefer. So when he passed away, it's like the Sefer Torah was hidden away. Mishamesh Bishu and Yerbishu passed away. But la etza umachshaba. Then counsel and thought stopped to be. Because he was very careful in his expositions. He was very proficient in halachas, and he knew how to respond to apikursim. And he understood allusions with an A. As the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Masechet Chagiga, that when he passed away, the Rabbanan said to him, what are we going to do with the apikursim, that they come with all these different clever ways of trying to disprove our Torah? He says, don't worry. When I pass away and that there's not going to be any more counsel in the Jewish people, it's zelu mazeh, the wisdom of the idol worshippers. They don't have that either. They're not going to come to you anymore with any wise things that you're going to need me for. Mishamesh Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva passed away, but luzroye Torah. Then the arms of Torah, the strength, the depth of logic to be able to support the reasonings of the Torah Shebaal Peh through the expositions of the Pesukim, with extra letters and the different words that change in the Pesukim, that ceased to be. And the spring of wisdom also was closed up. Mishamesh Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari passed away, who he is very wealthy, as the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, where he had 12,000 calves that he would give Meiser from his flock every single year. So Batlu Ataris Chachmas, then the crown of wisdom ceased to be. And the reason being is because, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Ataras chachamim ashrim," because the crown of the wise men are their wealth, and he had that. And when he passed away, that ceased to be. Now again, as our Mishnah said, which here the Brisa repeats, it is that Mishamesh b'chanina ben Daisa batlu anshe Maisa, so people of deeds ceased to be. Mishamesh Abba Yosi ben Katnusa batlu chasidim, the pious ceased to be. And malam nekushmai Abba Yosi ben Katnusa, because shayim katni chasidim, he was from the smallest of the pious. Mishamesh Benazi batlu hashakdanu, when Benazi passed away, so then the diligent learners ceased to be. Mishamesh ben Zayma batlu hadershana, those who know how to get to darish in the psukim ceased to be. Mishamesh Reb Shimon Gamliel, when Reb Shimon Gamliel passed away, ala guvai, then the locust came out, and Barabbat Saras, and there was an increase in challenges for the Jewish people. Mishamesh Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, huchvalu tzaras, actually the travails actually doubled. Now the Mishnah said, Mishamesh Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, butla anova v'yirschat. So then there ceased to be humility and fear of sin. Now, paradoxically, Amalei Rav Yisrael Latana, Rav Yisrael said to the one who was teaching this Mishnah, said, Loi tisne anova, don't teach that when Rebbe passed away, humility ceased to be. Dikana, because there is I, because I am humble. Which all the Mefarshim ask, that what does that mean? That would seem to be the contradiction of humility. But actually, no one really asked the question, because as we learned in the Gemara and Saita Daf Hei, which is if one understands what true humility is, it doesn't mean hachno, doesn't mean that seeing what I'm not, but rather it's seeing what I am. And he said that I am what I am, and Rabbi Yosef had his many challenges, the Gemara says elsewhere, but he was makaris makaimi, and therefore he epitomized the mid of anava, and he said, therefore don't teach anava, because anava is still around, because I'm still here. Only Rav Nachman Latan, Rav Nachman said to the teacher of the Mishnayis, he also said, loy tisni yirischeit, don't say the other element that was said to seize when Rebbe passed away, regarding fear of sin. He says, Dekano, because I'm around, and I also have this midah of yirischeit. Hanulach Egla Rufa, we shall return to the ninth perek of Masechet Saita, the perek Egla Rufa, Veslikla Masechet Saita, and we have concluded the Masechta of Saita.